This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street at Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. For Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee. Terrific service department, whether it's inspections, routine, difficult, they handle it all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online, sunburymotors.com. I heard that story on the news about the youngster in Massachusetts with the hole-in-one. I only witnessed one hole-in-one in my life. It was Jack Ham. Jack and I were playing at Sunny Hannah on the 10th hole. He had a pitching wedge, left side, trundled down. I'm going to tee up the ball, and we're going, where's your ball? It's like it disappeared in the hole. Like, that was great. Well, we'll keep it on the Steeler theme and bring in Rob King, who's just done a tremendous job as the play-by-play voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Rob, welcome back. I know we have a limited window with you. Thanks so much for the time.
Oh, Steve, thank you. Anytime, and always great to be on with you.
All right, so let's start with Justin Fields. What has he, in your eyes, done well that's allowed the Steelers to win?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I mean, I think that he has made good decisions. He's taking care of the football for the most part. He's got a great touchdown to interception ratio. You know, the Steelers have won games, Steve, as I'm sure you're well aware of, since the beginning of last year. They're 11-4, I believe, in one score games. A crazy record, because Mike Tomlin knows how to win those games. He's comfortable being in those games. And what he's asking of his of Justin Fields this year, what he asked of his quarterbacks last year was, don't turn the ball over. You know, try to control the clock a little. The Steelers have done a better job of it in the early throws of this season than they did last year. But don't turn the ball over. We've got a great defense. Give them the opportunity to help us win the game. Don't put them behind the eight ball. For the most part, he did that, plus the legs. I mean, his ability to run, you know, this is a guy who's a weapon running the ball. He's not a, you know, and I'm not disparaging anybody. I mean, some guys are just, you know, good at getting out and getting a few yards. He's in the mode of, he can hurt you with his legs. And I think that they've been able to maximize those two things, and that's a big reason that they have the 4-2 record.
All right, so the door might be open on Russell Wilson. If it were open, what do you think, you know, what do you think, just based on the body of work in his career, Wilson could do?
Well, that's a great question, and again, Steve, and I think that, you know, the biggest concern I have for Russell Wilson is just knocking the rust off. Look, he's a nine-time Pro Bowler. He's a veteran quarterback, but he hasn't played an NFL game in quite some time. You know, I think a lot of people were critical of the Falcons' decision not to use Kirk Cousins in the preseason because Cousins, you know, had the ghastly injury last year, and you know, he missed the last half of the season, didn't play in the preseason, and then there were some who said, hey, listen, he was rusty in that loss to the Steelers. So, I mean, I think that there is legitimate concern that there could be some rust for Russell Wilson, but I think what he brings, this is a nine-time Pro Bowl quarterback and a Super Bowl champion. The Steelers acquired him because their mandate now, as it always has been, is to win now. It is not about 7 years from now, 14 years from now. Of course, that some of that takes part in your thinking, obviously. But just to simplify it, they're about getting to the playoffs and winning games in the playoffs. And, you know, Mike Tomlin said Justin Fields has been good. They're looking for great. And I think they're thinking, you know, it'll be interesting to see if their approach changes a little bit, Steve. I do think they still want the quarterback to minimize mistakes, but will there be more freedom for Russell Wilson to operate? I think that's one of the things that I'll be looking for if he's the quarterback on Sunday. And it certainly appears to be trending in that direction, although, of course, no official word has been forthcoming from the Steelers.
Right, exactly. I believe the Steelers are plus 7 on the giveaway takeaway scale to this point. You, in the beginning, you gave a great answer, Rob, about the formula that they've used to craft the 4-2 record. How important has that part, the plus 7, been to the formula to make it work?
Yeah, it's been a huge part because, again, that's, you know, and they just really haven't had the firepower. And particularly looking at the quarterback position, they just have not had the firepower to be able to come out and score a bunch of points. And I think that if it does point to Russell Wilson, I think the expectation is that when needed, he will give them that firepower. I don't see any real reason to deviate terribly from the formula for success, which, again, is, you know, try to control the clock. And, again, when you turn the ball over, you are allowing the other team to have the ball. And so that gives them a little bit of an edge in time of possession. The one area, the one game in which that backfired, which that didn't prove to be the case, you know, you took a plus 3 and you added up some other things. You didn't come up with the right equation. The answer to the equation was the Cowboys game. They forced three turnovers in that game, didn't turn one over to the last play of the game when it was just, you know, razzle-dazzle time and try to pull a rabbit out of a hat. So I do think, Steve, it is extremely important to their formula for success. Winning the special teams battle, if they can, certainly winning the turnover battle, and then also, you know, with that, you know, just having the character to score some points on offense to allow the defense to do what it does best. I would still love to see this defense. I would love to see T.J. Watt at some point in his career, like soon, be able to do what we've seen so many great pass rushers in Steelers history do, and that is be able to pin his ears back in the fourth quarter when you're up by 10 points and you got, you know, Renegades playing and the towels are swirling and the other team has to pass and everybody knows it. And in the pass, it's here comes James Harrison, here comes Joey Porter, and on with the great pass rushers. That really hasn't been the case in T.J. Watt's career. Think about how many more sacks he might be able to come up with under that scenario.
No question. You know, in other words, let's have some fun. They have to throw Here I Come. And Watt would be tremendous in that spot. One thing about the Raider game, Najee Harris not only had a big day running, he scored a rushing touchdown. Just psychologically, what did that do for him and everybody?
I think it's got to be good for the team to show that they can score in other ways. You know, one of the big issues early on is that the Steelers have had far too many field goals. You know, they need to they need to be alchemists. They need to turn 3 into 7. And they just have not been able to do that consistently enough. And it's one of the reasons that the scoring is down. Now, Arthur Smith made a really good point. You know, you knelt down at the end of the Chargers game. You could have punched it in from the 1 and added another point per game to your total and moved up in those rankings. The Steelers don't care. They just don't care about stuff like that. They only care about getting out of the stadium with this game and this win. They're really laser focused about that. You know, how do we win this game, and how do we? Do you think that along the way, Steve, to your point, you want to pick up some victories, some moral victories, some things that keep everybody going? And I do think a rushing touchdown for Najee Harris, who clearly had his best game against the Raiders, and the offensive line did what they should have done, I think, and even as banged up as the Steelers' offensive line is. You know, the Raiders were without their best interior defender in the game. And I do think it is good to be able to do that. And I think the next, you know, domino to fall would be to get George Pickens in the end zone and build that confidence and get things rolling.
Yeah, that's what I tell everybody, Rob, all the time, that, you know, they ask me differences between the college and the pro game, besides the fact that the pros have, like, everything's whittled down. This is the best talent. I said, college, we'll find out with a 12-team playoff how it goes. But style points mean something in college. In the NFL, style points are the final score. Like, that's it.
That's right.
Won the game, moved on. Okay, so now you get the first look of anybody at Devontae Adams joining forces with Aaron Rodgers. So, just, what's your thought on the Jets to this point? I mean, you've looked at video. What do you think?
I don't think it's, you know, they have been a player, and you're right, I have looked at video. I've seen, I think, 5 of their 6 games, and I'll look at the 6th game later today. you know, they've been close in most of their games. They've had opportunities to win a lot of them. And I do think, I think you would have to characterize the Jets right now as one of the more disappointing teams in the NFL, because a lot of people were predicting that they were going to win the Super Bowl, get to the Super Bowl, and there are people picking them to win the Super Bowl this year. So I think, you know, it's a very talented defense that the Jets have, very talented. And they can be a nightmare in the passing game in particular. You don't want to get into long down situations. They have a great pass rush. They have extremely active, fast inside linebackers. Yeah. They've got Sauce Gardner, who might be the best cover corner in the league. On the other side, they have DJ Reed. Now, DJ Reed and Michael Carter, the nickelback, look like they're both going to be out of this game. So that that does hurt the Jets a little bit, but they still have a ton of talent on defense. And now this is clearly Aaron Rodgers' team. And I think that they are an extremely desperate team. On paper and at times watching tape, they look great. This is a team. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is still a tremendous thrower of the football. Breece Hall is a great back, and Braylon Allen, the rookie out of Wisconsin, they got a real find in the middle of the middle rounds of the draft to spell Breece Hall. They have, you know, great receiving depth and talent. You know, they went out and invested in two starting offensive tackles, veteran guys, but two starting offensive tackles. This is a team that's in win-now mode. They have pushed all their chips to the middle of the table. They've thrown in the deed to the land. They've thrown it all into the middle of the table. And as someone was joking about with me, their head coach, their former head coach, he's in the middle of the table too. He got fired. I mean, this is clearly a team that is absolutely win-now, and they do not want to leave Pittsburgh with a 2-5 record. That is a huge hole to overcome. I know Aaron Rodgers, told everybody to relax a few years ago, but that would be hard to relax if you're the Jets and you're 2-5. You know, on the other hand, the Steelers, the throwback uniforms, Mike Tomlin always has his team ready. Yeah. They're always ready for Sunday night primetime games. I mean, I really cannot wait to see this matchup, Steve. Can't wait for it.
I mean, I feel like I'm watching the scene in Casino Royale where all in.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what this game is.
Exactly right.
Rob,
the best Bond, Steve?
Yeah.
Best Bond,
believe it or not, as somebody who loved Connery, and I thought Connery was great, Daniel Craig.
Phenomenal.
Where are you?
I think that those Bonds. Now, I went back and read all the books at one time many years ago, and the Daniel Craig character is much more, even more than Connery, much more like the sort of hard scrabble Bond from the books. So that made me lean toward him, and I think Casino Royale is, I think that's my favorite one. So anyway, sorry to digress.
Yeah. Oh no.
Did you mention it?
Yeah. Hey. Everybody has to have fun in life. You and I know how to have fun, Rob. Come on.
No doubt.
I know you have to get out of here. I appreciate the time, so I'm not going to hold you up any longer, but it was a blast talking to you, and I can't wait for Sunday as well.
Steve, you're the best, man. I appreciate you having me on anytime, and always love catching up with you.
Thanks so much. The great Rob King, what a job he's done as the voice of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and you'll hear them on 100.9 The Valley, which is also the home of Lewisburg football, where you'll hear with Greg Wetzel tonight. Got a big matchup this evening. Looking forward to that. We do have the King, by the way, coming up today. The King will arrive today. Do you know that? I texted him. He says, okay.
I feel like we should find some pomp and circumstance or something.
That's when the suit comes on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's, you know, I know he hasn't been in the building for about 2 or 3 weeks, because normally when he arrives at the station, we have people, his people, that roll out the red carpet and they play pomp and circumstance when he walks in.
Let's be honest, it's roll out the barrels.
I'll let you have the mic drop on that one here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
October is Truck Month at Sunbury Motors with over 100 new trucks to choose from.
Sun, ride with the sun.
SM GMC has 12 of the hard-to-find Ford Maverick trucks priced as low as $27,890, and they get up to 42 miles per gallon. Pick from over 40 of the number one selling truck in the world, the Ford F-150, and Sunbury Motors has them slashed up to $12,416, and 4x4 Super Cruise are priced from just $46,874. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, proudly owned by the Mertz family for over a century. Hurry, sale ends Halloween Eve, October 31st.